So as some of you may know, well, everyone knows now, so SP sent out a missions team to Kupang this past July, and I'm here to give a report for the mission trip. Personally, for me, going into the trip, I wasn't sure what to expect. I knew that God is doing work there. I knew that we were called to do missions. I felt like God was calling me to go to Kupang, but I was doubtful. Honestly, I didn't know what to expect because we only sent out three people from SP, and then we had Tim, and then we had Pastor Selamat. So I couldn't see how I would be able to leave an impact on 150 kids, you know, through preaching and doing games, leading worship or whatnot. For this mission trip, I was pushed to step out of my comfort zone, especially with the sharing, translating, and leading game session. If you guys know me, I'm a person that doesn't like public speaking. I don't enjoy talking to a big group of people. For me, it's all a bit awkward, so I prefer doing things like playing music, doing sound system, setting up the stage. You know, things are a bit more in the background. And from the little time I've spent with Natalie and Joyce, it seems like they don't really enjoy public speaking either. So, I mean, like, who does? Whenever they were asked to do something, to prepare a testimony, to lead games, to learn Indonesian songs, they would never complain. Like, no questions asked. They would go right away into doing what was asked. Seeing this, it made it easy for me to push myself out of my comfort zone as well. You know, this mindset was also happening around Kupang, the church in Kupang. Everyone from the youth to the parents were serving, and they took responsibility of the church. The older youth led the small groups, the moms cooked, the dads got the water and whatnot. So as a result, Kupang mission trip became one of the easiest mission trip for me, because even though we were strangers, they were super open. They accepted us fully. They also stepped up. They also helped us out, and they made it easy for us to minister. One story that came to mind when I think about Kupang was Joyce shared a testimony, and usually when we get asked to do testimonies, it's something that's light, something that's small. But when Joyce shared, she shared about her childhood experiences, something that was very deep and very close to her heart. And because of her sharing, all of the youth there opened up and came up to be prayed for, as you see from the altar call. And then the next day, this one girl came up to the stage, and she also started sharing about her childhood and her relationship with her parents. I think she was 16, 15. She was very young. She experienced many things as a child, but she still holds on to God's promise for her. Her testimony wasn't easy to share, but because of Joyce's testimony, because Joyce stepped out, she was able to step out as well, and the church was built out from her testimony. Coming back from Kupang, one thing I learned was that I also want to bring this into my ministries. I want to really just step out in my small groups as well. It's really easy for the ministers to ministry when everyone is stepping out. So I'm so blessed from the Kupang mission trip. I would like to thank everyone for their prayers. Please continue praying for Kupang. We sent out two students to Bible school, and we're giving them scholarships, and we have another Bible school student who's there for 1 year. Pray also if God wants you to go to Kupang next year or to go to any mission trip. I thank you for your time.
Hey, oh, hello all, I'm Joyce. I've heard some brothers and sisters share that they felt like they have to go on a mission trip, serve a church, join a Bible study because they're Christians. And to be very honest with you, these things had never crossed my mind. And I never felt like I had to go on a mission trip. Yet a few months ago, when I saw the announcement of the coupon trip on the screen, my first thought was like, okay, that's going to be for the summer vacation, and I can fit that into my schedule. And then I met a girl at the Passion Conference. She told me that I had a lot of fun with the teenagers in some part of Southeast Asia. And I was like, wow, I guess that's a confirmation. And I better sign up. And I did. Because I don't want to risk God being mad at me for not following his voice. Yes. And then weeks before the trip, I got a word from Josh from the Stream Ministries. When he visited our house church, he said that he told me that in this mission trip, I've been ministering to a particular group of women, and then the ministry wouldn't just end with the trip. And when I heard that, I was very unconvinced. Because this trip is about helping out in a Bible camp for teenagers. So I was not sure about the whole a group of women part. And then, plus my schedule was very full, so I didn't think I would join another ministry because I don't want to overwhelm myself. So I remembered his words, but I didn't even pray about it. And then that comes the night before we left for Koupang. P. Solomon told us that we will give our personal testimony. And then every single cell in my body was screaming no. And then the next morning on the flight, I saw that my teammate Natalie has already printed out her testimony. And I was like, okay, fine. I would write it now. So I scribbled a very rough draft on my notebook. Then we fast-tracked to after I gave my testimony. People were quite emotional. And then P. Solomon made an altar call. And almost every teen came to the front. They were weeping, crying, and wailing. And both young men and women. And the Holy Spirit was moving. And I would never forget that desperate cry and the tears. And I'm sure it was not my script because it was very poorly written. I'm sure. And I'm very certain that it was God's power, grace, and mercy. And I know that even if I didn't share that, he would have other plans to comfort the teens, yet he chose to show me the fruit of my obedience. And I was greatly blessed and encouraged. So today I'm here to challenge you that if there is any, even the slightest prompt in your heart that you want to see the teens, you want to know more about the local church or Indonesia, I want you to pencil it down on your calendar that you may be going to Koupang with us next June or July. And then let him show you. Because, yes, I'm sure there will be inconvenience. Yes, you have to change your work schedule. You may miss your best friend's birthday. And, yeah, but what's more important? Letting God hold your hands to touch others. Witnessing to others what all the great things the Lord has done for you in your life and seeing him change the people and the nations or your work schedule. I really hope that you would choose people over projects, obedience over convenience, just as PSAM always says, not because you have to, but because you get to. Thank you.